This podcast is sponsored by Runway, air traffic control for your mobile releases. Put your releases on autopilot. Runway will shepherd your release from kickoff to submission to release with no manual intervention. A single source of truth for your releases. Runway integrates with your favorite tools for a bird's eye view over release progress and blockers. Make your releases collaborative. Get a rich, contextualized release runbook that makes capturing responsibilities and tracking tasks crystal clear. Get more control on your releases on App Store and Play Store. Point your browser to runway.team. Thank you for sponsoring my podcast. I'm also revamping my newsletter. Check it out, appforce1.net to sign up. You can also find a sign-up link on my Twitter profile. Hi, and welcome to the 34th episode of my podcast. My name is Jeroen Lennertz and I've been developing software for over 18 years, developing iOS apps for over 9 years, and I'm running the Dutch CocoaHeads for close to 8 years. If you're an iOS app developer, you should listen to my podcast, because it will keep you updated on interesting articles and events you might not have heard about. In this episode, I'm going to talk about WWDC 21, wrap-up and recommended talks, what's new in testing, StoreKit 2 and updates from WWDC 21, an introduction to synchronizing access with Swift's actors, and Xcode column breakpoints. On top of that, I'm also going to talk about Donny's Monday morning tweet. It's a big one. Last week, I had a big session with a number of people to record interviews again, and it was very successful. And I really like the new Riverside.fm studio that I'm using. So if you want to see or use the same setup as I am, please have a look at the link in my show notes and sign up for the service if you like it as well. On Wednesday, CocoaHeads NL will have their next monthly meetup. Tikitu de Jager will talk about accessibility and UI testing and an interesting tool that he created to help him with this process. I think it's going to be great when CocoaHeads NL is back in person, but if you're not able to join us in person, hopefully sometime soon, we will keep on live streaming the event so that people online can still follow the talks that are being given at CocoaHeads NL. So let's get started. The first article I'm going to talk about is the WWDC 21 wrap-up and recommended talks by Paul Hudson. It's another one of those long-form articles that Paul loves to write, and it's basically a review of the WWDC keynote, his experience with the Slack channel that was also available during the WWDC. Paul has a list of 10 sessions that he enjoyed the most. On top of that, he also presents a top 5 of videos that you should watch if you want to get the most important news out of the WWDC. The 5 most important talks are obviously the What's New talks, the What's New in Swift, Swift UI, UIKit, and Foundation. As a 5th, it's Made Async Await in Swift. He goes on to mention a number of community events, and he's already looking ahead to WWDC 22, so that's next year. The next article is WWDC 21, What's New in Testing? Geo lists what the new announcements have been for testing at WWDC 21. Since there was not a What's New in Testing talk at WWDC 21, Geo thought he'd make one for the WWDC-themed Melbourne CocoaHeads meetup. After mentioning his video, he goes on to mention that the biggest news in Apple's testing ecosystem has been Xcode Cloud, the continuous integration service that's fully integrated with Xcode and App Store Connect. He then goes on to list some smaller features that have been added to testing. Definitely have a look if testing is something that you have to work on every day. Next article is by Revenue Cat, StoreKit 2 and updates from WWDC 21. Revenue Cat will obviously zoom into all the new features announced during WWDC 21 that's relevant to their product. So that's StoreKit 2. What they're most happy about is that it has a cleaner API, there's no more transaction queue, and that receipt verification has been improved significantly. The big problem that they did find was that StoreKit 2 is only supported in iOS 15 and onward. That means that most developers won't be able to ship StoreKit 2 only versions of their apps. Instead, you will have to create 2 separate implementations, one for the original StoreKit and one for StoreKit 2, or keep using the original StoreKit until they're ready to drop support for iOS 14. And of course, this is where Revenue Cat comes in. You do not have to worry about supporting StoreKit 1 and StoreKit 2 simultaneously. They will do that in their SDK. The rest of the article on Revenue Cat, they go more in-depth about the new features that are announced in StoreKit 2. and also two very important new support APIs, refunds and consumption. But it's not what most people have been hoping for, because you cannot actually grant refunds through this API. What you can do is offer customers a way to initiate the refund process. This means that you can have Request a Refund button in your app, which will take users to a window where they can specify the reason for the refund and initiate it. Apple will inform them of the refunding decision within 48 hours. The next article I want to talk about is by Donny Walls, an introduction to synchronizing access with Swift's actors. Async Await has been one of the biggest announcements on WWDC. It completely changed the way we interact with concurrent code. Instead of using completion handlers, we can await results in a non-blocking way. More importantly, with the new Swift concurrency features, our Swift code is much safer and consistent than ever before. For example, the Swift team built an all-new threading model that ensures your program doesn't spawn more threads than there are CPU cores to avoid thread explosion. This is a huge difference from Grand Central Dispatch, where every call to async would spawn a new thread and the CPU had to give each of those threads some time to run, which could cause significant overhead due to a lot of context switching. In his article, Donny zooms in on what problem actors are actually trying to solve, and he has a lot of code samples accompanying that, and also how you can solve data races without actors. It's more of a comparison with the format that actors provide you, so that you can see why you should consider using actors for your concurrent executions. So it's a nice overview of what the new Swift actors are and what their roles are in the new async await world that you can start to explore. You will also learn what data races might be if you're using Grand Central Dispatch or some other concurrency execution framework. And I think Donny did a great job on writing down why and how you can actually implement actors in your workflow. Next article is by Use Your Loaf, so that's Keith Harrison. Xcode 13 adds column breakpoints, which work like a more granular version of line breakpoints. In his article, Keith shows how you can actually use them. We all know line breakpoints. What a column breakpoint allows you to do is, besides specifying the line, you can also set a column breakpoint directly on a method that is within the line that you want to break your debugger on. So it's a neat little trick that can really speed up your debugging process, because you can create more focused, more targeted breakpoints that allow you to actually zoom in on a specific area of a line of code instead of having to do the breakpoint on the entire line of the code. It's a bit of an involved way of explaining it, but read this article and I think you will quickly understand why having column breakpoints can be so beneficial. And now let's have a look at Donny's Monday morning tweet. It's actually a very special Monday for Donny. Congrats, Donny, on venturing out on your first day on your own. It's also been Father's Day. That's something Donny mentions in his Monday morning tweet. And so let's have a look at what people have in store for Donny in their replies to his tweet. I myself, of course, reply to this tweet regularly. And I actually share with Donny that I'm enjoying my new Kensington Expert Wireless mouse for the first day for full-time work. And it's this huge trackball with a, I think it's a 5 centimeter diameter ball. And it's gorgeous. It's big. It's great. So, and then we have Christoph that actually mentions that it's very hot in the Baltics, 34 degrees Celsius. And he has meetings with clients and he's developing new features in iOS and building a couple of things in their web dashboard. Tommy Precioso Jr. has got his first iOS job in 4 years. So this week he'll be taking it easy and catching up on some of the WWDC content. He's starting a contract soon with SwiftUI and Combine, and he's wondering if there are any good books that he can purchase. Tikitu is sharing that he's doing some last-minute preparation for a Cocoa XML presentation on Wednesday, which I already mentioned in this episode. He's working hard, and I'm really looking forward to what he can share on Wednesday. Antrin has just released Zen AF, which is a minimalist Pomodoro timer. Maxime has released his first test flight for his caffeine tracker. And Majid is watching all the WWDC sessions. Well, that's a bit challenging. And Aditya is exploring what's new in Async Await and what's new in SwiftUI in a side project. Still need to brush up the SwiftUI skills. A lot of people are actually congratulating Donny and wishing him luck on his first day as a solopreneur, and Devon Martin is continuing his learning from the 100 days of SwiftUI. He's going through his third project and second consolidation period. It's amazing how fast a programming language can come together. Michaela is sharing the struggle that a lot of us might be feeling. You want to create something new, something great with the new iOS 15 API so that you can really launch it to the public on day one of iOS 15, but you cannot think of an app idea. And yeah, I think we can all relate to that, right? And Nerea has been working on a pretty huge update for YouSkiff, and last week they launched the private beta. So this week she plans to read, answer, and take action on users' feedback, along with making some improvements that she wants to add to the final release. So all in all, people keep on launching new products. People are really digging into the WWDC content, which is now available, and people have some opinions on what are the best sessions and videos to watch. And it seems that people are really having a lot of fun and are very happy for Donny that he's venturing out on his own. So congrats, Donny. And I really hope that the solopreneurship works for you and that it's a successful thing and that you can launch a lot of new great updates and new content in the coming years. And that's it for this episode. I think I'm still getting used to this new online format, but it's starting to get together. And each passing week, I think I'll be getting better and better at it. And also a big announcement that I wanted to do that I also did in my newsletter. Subscribe to that one if you haven't yet. I'm going to switch my newsletter from a monthly format to a weekly format so that every week I can more easily update you all with the content that I've shared within my podcast, so that you get a weekly reminder to click those links and visit the great articles that I'm mentioning on my podcast. I have some great stuff planned for you in the coming weeks. I have interviews recorded with Reinder, Oscar, Anna, Mustafa, and Kim, and also have interviews planned with Samuel and Rob. And this will allow me to have a lot of great. This will allow me to have a lot of great content. I'm always looking for new people to appear as guests on my podcast. So if you know somebody who would like to be interviewed on a podcast, or maybe it's yourself, please get in touch on Twitter at AppForce1 and just let me know, because I'm always looking for great new people and everybody has a story to tell. I'd love for you to be a guest on my podcast. Thanks for your time, and keep on listening, and talk to you again next week. Lead Developer, best practices and tips for lead software developers. PDF, MOBI and EPUB format. AppForce1.net/lead developer. All one word.